find plants that will thrive in Utah's soils and climate to ensure a better-looking yard. We're looking at options next on Western Life Radio.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Upgrade your yard with plants that will thrive in Utah. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has some suggestions.
You have questions whether that's going to do well in your area. Ask a question. And red maples are one of them. And rhododendrons and azaleas are the same genus. I mean, they are so closely related. They interbreed a lot of them. There are some people that get those to grow in Utah. I only know of one that has actually claimed to be successful. I believe her because she's very good at what she does. She's very detailed at what she does. And she'll go out and she spreads her sulfa by clockwork every 4 weeks. She doesn't even wait for 30 or 31 days. Every 4 weeks she's out there doing it. You know, she's going to do all right. But most of us, like I said, I got other stuff to do. I don't need to be out there checking my calendar exactly for 30 days to keep my rhododendrons or my azaleas alive. Or I'm not that desperate for blueberries. Blueberries are hard to grow. You can grow them in Utah. They're hard to grow. A lot of people get really frustrated and really disappointed even when they think they're up to it. Get crops that are adapted to the area. Go out, get gooseberries, get currants, get your blackberries, get your raspberries, get your strawberries. Those are all great for you. Get your juneberries. Those are native. You're not going to have a problem with those. But by golly, just think about some of these others and check your professional column on it.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.